The 24th Thursday in Ordinary Time. A reading from the Gospel according to St. Luke. One of the Pharisees asked Jesus to share his meal. So he went to the Pharisee's home and, as usual, reclined on the sofa to eat. And it happened that a woman of this town, who was known as a sinner, heard that he was in the Pharisee's house. She brought a precious jar of perfume and stood behind him at his feet, weeping. She wet his feet with tears. She dried them with her hair and kissed his feet and poured the perfume on them. The Pharisee who had invited Jesus was watching and thought, "If this man were a prophet, he would know what sort of person is touching him. Isn't this woman a sinner?" Then Jesus spoke to the Pharisee and said, "Simon, I have something to ask you." He answered, "Speak, Master." And Jesus said, "Two people were in debt to the same creditor. One owed him 500 silver coins, and the other 50. As they were unable to pay him back, he graciously canceled the debts of the both. Now, which of them will love him more?" Simon answered, "The one, I suppose, who was forgiven more." And Jesus said, "You are right." And turning to the woman, he said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? You gave me no water for my feet when I entered your house, but she has washed my feet with her tears and dried them with her hair. You didn't welcome me with a kiss, but she has not stopped kissing my feet since she came in. You provided no oil for my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet. This is why, I tell you, her sins, her many sins, are forgiven, because of her great love. But the one who is forgiven little has little love." Then Jesus said to the woman, "Your sins are forgiven." The others sitting with him at the table began to wonder, "Now, this man claims to forgive sins." But Jesus again spoke to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Today's commentary is by Monsignor José Ignacio Alemany Grau, Bishop Emeritus of Chacapoas, Peru. She stood behind him at his feet, weeping. Today, Simon the Pharisee invites Jesus to dine with the purpose of drawing the people's attention. It was an act of arrogance, but his behavior when he met Jesus did not even correspond to the most elementary good manners. While dining, a public sinner does a great act of humility. As she stood behind him at his feet weeping, she began to wet his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them and poured perfume on them. On the other hand, when meeting Jesus, the Pharisee did not give him the greeting kiss, or water for his feet, or a towel to wipe them, nor did he anoint him on the head with oil. Furthermore, the Pharisee said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman is she, that she is a sinner." It was the Pharisee, in fact, who didn't know who he was. Pope Francis has very much insisted upon the importance of approaching the sick, thus touching the flesh of Christ. Upon canonizing St. Guadalupe Garcia, Francisco said, "Giving up a comfortable life to follow Jesus' call, she taught the love of poverty, which permitted a greater love of the poor and infirm to serve them with tenderness and compassion, and this is called touching the flesh of Christ. The poor, the abandoned, the sick, the marginalized are the flesh of Christ." Jesus touched the sick, and he allowed them and the sinners to touch him. The sinner of the gospel touched Jesus, and he was happy to see how her heart was transmuted. For this reason, he gave her the peace to reward her courageous faith. You, my friend, do you come with love to touch the flesh of Christ in so many that go by your side and need you? If you do it, your reward will be the peace with God, with others, and with yourself.